Hey guys, welcome to another Angler News Destination Report. This is Mazeppa Bay once again with myself, Vanessa Grimm, and Owen Richter. Well, guys, let me tell you, Owen has just come back from a trip. Actually, he came back and he's gone back to Mazeppa again because his last trip, he has experienced some of the worst weather conditions we could fish in, and he still managed to land over 20 garrick in that. So he's going to tell us all about it. He's going to tell us what happened on the trip, and he's also going to tell us about the tackle used to get those fish. Guys, without further ado, here is Mr. Owen Richter.
Well, a very good morning to you guys. It's me, Owen Richter, from Wild Coast Angling Tours and Adventures. Well, guys, you know, we all always want the best, want the biggest, want the fastest, want the best braid, the best line, the best hookups, the best hooks. You can name a string full of wishes and demands and stuff that we want when it comes to fishing. It doesn't just happen every single trip. Every now and again you really flip and get your hair in a knot, but sometimes it really works out. Well guys, this last trip, what a trip it was. The weather was ugly, the west wind was gale, the sea was big, but we decided, you know what, let's go to the island. Truth be told, from the word go, the garrick were there in this big sea. You were throwing between the sets with plugs and you were hooking up with beautiful fish. Well guys, all I can tell you is 1.5 to 2.5 ounce plugs. That is your runners, your all the type of plugs you can get, not your GTI screens. That's too big, gentlemen. Mazeppa Bay, 1.5 to 2.5 ounce, that's max. And we got stuck into a lot of garrick. Over the weekend I reckon we must have easily caught about 20 odd garrick, ranging from 65 centimeters, the biggest on 108 that I caught on Sunday. And what a privilege to catch these magnificent fish. All the fish have been released. Happy to see them swim away and get the stock count up again. There's some pictures that we'll be posting online and on the group. So have a look at them, guys. Once again, using light tackle for spinning, you want to use between 15 pound and 35 pound. I use winch braid, it just works for me. The Mad Mullet, 1.5 to 2 ounce shad head with a 6 or 7 hook for the jerk shads. I caught a lot of garrick also on jerk shad. Once again, your Sandy Andy always stands out in the crowd. Your 62 grams, the guys who know me, Owen, knows I like changing lures a lot. And then your poppers, your chisel noses, your normal poppers, all of them work, guys. Getting straight back to your tackle, T-line, 6.5 to 7.0 leader, like using, your leader should be about 1.5 meters long, so when you've got your fish on here, close to the rocks, the big waves dump them now and again, and you don't just get cut off on a thinner leader, it's 0.45 and 5.0 leader. But yeah, guys, it's a trip, like I said, once in a lifetime. It happens every now and again, but we really got stuck with some beautiful fish. As I speak to you guys, and I'm looking at the sea and thinking of the next move I'm going to make. But listen, from our side, Owen and the Wild Coast Angling Tour and Adventure team, tight lines for the weekend and be safe.
Thank you so much, Owen. Wow, my bad. That is a fantastic trip. I wish I was there. I mean, guys, when Owen sent me these images, they were some proper size garrick. I'm talking like, you know, some of our personal best that we could imagine. And to fish in those conditions and get that fish, you know, the best part of it all was actually hearing that every single one of those fish were released. So, Owen, well done. Guys, Mazeppa Bay, Wild Coast Angling Tours, if you are heading out to Mazeppa Bay, contact Owen. He is definitely the guy that's going to get those rods bending for you. Guys, the show is brought to you by Angler Custom Apparel. Make sure if you need anything to do with your customized fishing clothing for you or your team, Angler Apparel is the name to call. For the Angler News Fishing Destination Series, I am Vanessa Grimm. Always remember, keep your fishing area tidy, respect your bag limits, and fish for the future.